Well, my experience with the World Summit was mixed. In a way, we got involved with it when only one PrepCom was still to be held. And the first impression we got from that was, please run away. There's no way to possibly make anything sensible out of this. Because the Principles Declaration was a mess, was an absolute mess. And the action plan read like a business plan. Basically meant the basic idea in this action plan was that social inclusion meant how can we get the third world connected so we can sell them content and they can copy it. The action plan is still a mess. The declaration is a bit less of a mess than it would have been, than it was headed for. There was the participation of civil society in this summit was something that is actually quite strange for a United Nations event, because usually it's just the governments that get and that meet there. Only this one was sponsored by the ITU, which is basically dominated by industry. So in a way, industry had to be there. And for some reason, somebody thought it would be a good idea to have civil society there to give some legitimacy to the whole process, I think. Of course, they didn't do this without thoroughly making it hard, thoroughly boycotting our efforts in terms of, okay, civil society was so mixed that media corporations are considered part of civil society. So Disney or Time Warner are represented in the civil society caucus, which is kind of completely strange. But nonetheless, despite all these efforts to make our work hard, I think they miscalculated. In a way, for us, from Via Libre, we come from the free software world, but we have done, before the summit, we have been doing this movement towards civil society. And we have been talking to individual NGOs and things like that, and we have encountered lots of resistance, mainly due to, people not having thought things completely out. When we got to civil society, we had to participate there, to the summit, we had to participate in civil society remotely, by email. And if Georg was in shock, our shock was fivefold or something, because there was no culture in the civil society of working together in groups over email. And it was a world of word attachments floating around, and emails citing 11 previous emails in reverse order saying, I agree, at the top, and stuff like that, which made working together actually very, very hard. And it was, for us, we thought we were working actually in our home turf. I mean, it was information society. We work in free software and all these things. And it was civil society, which we are. But we discovered that for most civil society, the whole area of information society is actually undiscovered country. And there's lots of things to learn there. I think the good thing that came out of this of the summit is that we started talking to each other, that we have, at least that we have become visible, that free software movement has become visible to civil society, because marketing from large companies has actually managed to make us invisible. When you when we complained that Word documents were being sent around, some people would ask, what other formats are there? Is it even possible to have other information in other formats? What has been achieved at the World Summit of Information Society is actually quite little. It is enormous if you take into account that the means of civil society for attending the summit are not like the means of the industry, who travel first class and have the money to dine the country representatives every night. But it is frustrating that despite all the work invested, all we have managed to do is to help making a complete mess just a disgusting mess. There is some hope that it will that something will come out of this, but if something comes out, it will be a strengthened civil society, not a reasonable World Summit of Information Society declaration. I think the best we can do there is damage control. Help it not be too bad. Yeah. On the other hand, if we keep working together outside this opportunity, and if we don't get, get mesmerized by the bright lights of having our own civil society bureau at the United Nations. And that kind of things. If we remember our roots and keep doing our basic work, something good will come out of it, entirely different from the World Summit itself.